This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Supreme Court this morning ruled that Vice President Dick Cheney does not have to turn over documents from a secret energy task force, at least not yet. In a 7-2 vote, the court ordered a lower court to take up the matter again. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has been following the case and others that came down today, and she joins me now. Nina, hello.
Hi there.
Remind us what this controversy is all about.
Well, after President Bush was elected, he appointed Vice President Cheney to head up an energy task force, and they produced a bunch of recommendations that are widely viewed as very industry-friendly. A bunch of public interest groups, both conservative public interest groups and liberal public interest groups, environmental groups, and a group called Judicial Watch, went to court because they wanted to find out what private industry groups had input into this. And the administration resisted for years in court. Finally, a federal district court judge said that they had to produce some documents, and they had to produce some documents as to who would have had input into all of this. The administration, instead of trying to narrow what's called a discovery request from the judge, then went to the Court of Appeals and said, if you make us produce this information, it'll be just like them winning. They'll get everything they want this way. The Court of Appeals said, you're doing this too early in the normal way of scheme of doing things. You've got to go back there, exert executive privilege, fight over the discovery order. The administration then went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and today the Supreme Court said that the Court of Appeals acted essentially too cavalierly in dismissing the administration's claims, and that the Court of Appeals, because the vice president is involved, and there are possible claims of executive privilege, that the Court of Appeals should examine the issue more closely and with different standards, and it sent the case back to the Court of Appeals. So it's not dead yet, but the Supreme Court, by a 7-2 vote, sent some pretty strong hints that the vice president and the administration should get greater deference.
Well, let's talk about the other rulings that the court made today.
Well, there were other cases today that are, in fact, much more important than the Cheney case. And the most important of these is a case that we could all really say is a sleeper. It comes from the state of Washington, involved a guy who had mental problems, who kidnapped his estranged wife. The police came and arrested him, and he pled guilty to a crime that under state sentencing laws, the maximum penalty was, I think, 53 months in prison. The judge, however, decided that because of the nature of the kidnapping, he duct taped his wife's mouth, he'd put her in a box, etc., he was going to up the sentence by about 3 years. And the guy then appealed all the way to the Supreme Court and said, I didn't bargain for this when I pled guilty. I pled guilty to a crime, the maximum for which was 53 months. And if I was going to be punished more, a jury should have found the facts that the judge found. And the Supreme Court agreed by a 5-4 vote. Now, that's the case in a nutshell, but it could very well, as the dissenters noted, invalidate many, many sentencing schemes in this country, and most likely the federal sentencing guidelines, which allow judges to up the ante on sentencing by vast quantities based on their judgment of things that have not been charged in the crime. Things such, you know, very often prosecutors will go into court and say, we also have evidence that he did X, Y, and Z. And the judges will then up the ante even more. Well, there are many, many sentencing schemes in this country that today may be unconstitutional as a result.
Thanks very much. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.